Need to order, need a roll call.
Randy.
Juan.
Tony.
Gary. Mark. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I don't think we have any additions or deletions to our agenda unless anybody has anything. If not, I'd like a motion to accept the approval agenda.
Make a motion, we accept the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Open forum. Okay, we'll go on to the consent agenda then, and we'll need a motion to approve the minutes and everything from last month.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda as stated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're going to go into new business. We've got the preliminary plat application 01-26 requesting subdivide an 18-acre parcel into seven lots. And this has gone before the zoning board and they have passed it. And I don't know if Bethany has anything more to say about that or...
I can just elaborate that the applicant is requesting to split the 18 acres into seven parcels. This is the preliminary plat, just to let you know. In the staff report, all of the calculations are there. They all meet minimum lot requirements for lot width, lot area, buildable area. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
All 17 are buildable.
Pardon?
All 17 lots.
All seven.
Seven.
There's seven lots, yep.
But they're all buildable.
You know, we don't like to say buildable.
Okay.
We like to say that they are legal lots and that they meet the ordinance, whether or not whatever project somebody puts on it has to meet all setbacks. So it has to meet it. So it is zoned for residential use, so these will be for residences dwellings.
So they got a pass for the winter waiver. They've been out and done a septic survey on
the site suitabilities have not been submitted, but the wetland delineation was. So there are some changes that will be coming to the final plat based on what the wetland delineation.
Is it that bigger or smaller?
I think it was a little bit bigger, and they're just going to redo the calculations. There's plenty of room for that, so I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. And then the driveways have been shifted a little bit, but still just the four entrances. So they work to just do four entrances from Crow Wing County Highway Department. That way it will just minimize, there won't be seven driveways, it'll be just four entrances, and then all the driveways will go off of those. I confirmed with Crow Wing County everything Maggie, as far as addressing and whatnot, that will work fine. We received no comment from Crow Wing County Highway Department, but they were noticed. Yeah. DNR was also noticed, no comment from them as well.
And you already mentioned they can give the impervious road surface in consideration for the lot.
Yep, so the lot size minimums and the buildable areas are not including any of the land that is in the utility easement for the overhead power
so
lines
done,
and the DNR access.
They've done 20-foot setbacks on both? Or have been considered?
The easements are the legal easement, so it goes right up to the legal easement. Now that is not their property line, but they won't be able to build anywhere close to those. There is a property behind, if you notice, this is my concern, is at the very top, there's property behind that access. Yeah, and those are all included in the lots, but those aren't, I mean, I can't stop somebody from putting a lawn chair there, but they're not.
Remedial.
The one's got a bluff on it. You can't build anything in that that one, and they're very small, so. No access will be allowed off of the DNR. Public access road, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Who used to for an independent plot check.
Who do we use?
Yeah, it says in there on page 43, number three in the end, an independent plot check will be completed prior to approving the final plot.
That's just whoever you tell me to send it to. So once the final plat comes forward, part of that discussion will be what survey. We'll have to get an independent surveyor. And the applicant will be responsible for paying that bill. The city will not pay for that. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We haven't had a plat for a long time.
Okay.
I don't know if you'd like to explain the process, that this is the beginning.
Yeah, so with the plat, there is the preliminary plat that goes in front of the Planning Commission. They verify that it meets zoning ordinance and requirements, and then they forward the recommendation to you. That's for the preliminary plat. Once this is put through, then the applicant would have the option of filing for the final plat. So any conditions that we condition, any last-minute adjustments, would need to be addressed before they can bring it. In other words, we'll need the site suitability, we'll need all of those things. They can bring the final plat forward, and I think they're planning on doing that next month. Once the final plat, that still has to go through the Planning Commission, and then it will come back to the City Council. And then once, and if this is all approved, as it does meet everything in your ordinance, so I'm assuming this will be approved, they will have to bring in Mylars to be signed. They'll have to record that with the county. And so there's a very long process. And part of that is just sending it out to an independent surveyor just to make sure that the survey and everything that the city is signing off on is good. I mean, because they just basically double check. And that's a very standard procedure. That's not anything outside of
I've done a plat before. We never had to have an independent. I'm just curious on that.
Okay. I don't suppose you have to. It might. I can't remember if it's in your ordinance.
On that note, I make a motion to accept the preliminary plat application 01-26.
Second.
All in favor?
With conditions?
Pardon?
Make a motion to accept with conditions?
With conditions.
Okay, and then based on the findings?
Based on findings.
Perfect. Thank you.
All in favor again?
Aye.
All right, then we move on to the renewal of a CD, number 6001 at First Western Bank, and another one, number 5448 at Pine River State Bank.
I would just need a motion to roll them into the 4M fund.
Are you finding that easier to work with? I make a motion we move CDs. No, I lost that page.
Page 7.
CDs 60001 at First Western and CD 5448 at Pine River into the 4M fund.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Then we go to committee reports. Planning and zoning. And since I have Stephanie here today, I'm going to lean on her. Anything to report?
Things are picking up. We're getting a lot of calls, a lot of development. People are excited for the summer and for the construction season. So I don't see anything slowing down. Other than that, is it in the packet? In my report, you should have the counts for the applications that have been approved so far this year. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And all the land use applications is in that chart as well. If you find that this is, I haven't had a chance to ask you, do you find that this is helpful, this information?
Yes, I enjoy it.
Okay. If there's ever anything that you would like to see in this report that I'm not including, please let me know. I'd be happy to add that to it. But so far, we have a variance coming up next month. We're working on getting out a newsletter. I know that we did a little piece on riprap for the newsletter, so I'm excited to see how that goes. I hope people read it. And then we're just going to work on revising applications and streamlining other processes in-house this summer.
And I like how you've done the breakdown here on your January, February, and different things you've done. I like that.
Yeah, and I'll just keep adding to it. That way you can kind of see it over the scope of the year if you don't mind getting that extra paper.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think the city ends up approving about 50 permits every year, so you can kind of adjust. By December, that'll be a little bit more robust.
Right.
Also, Gary and I met with the manager of Golden Eagle for the environmental review. I felt that was a very good and productive meeting, and nothing's changed as far as soils testing and those things.
Worked out very nicely. Thing was looking good. All right. I think that's all we have. All right, we'll move on to Tony.
We had as the Parks Committee had applied for a Sourcewell Community Benefit Funds grant, and we got our grant. We're so excited. We have a list. You'll see a list in your packet for different items that we have picked out. Swings being number one. That's the number one thing everybody's asking for. Kids, everybody, they want swings. They just love to swing.
Thank you, Bethany.
And along with some other stuff that we're going to spruce up the park with, and then we have split rail fence for the park, and I believe...
don't we have rocks already? Rocks have a lifetime guarantee. I don't understand why we want to put a split rail fence up.
It just looks really nice. There's part of it up now. Chester, want to just continue around on the side and around to where the swings are going to be and stuff. It's kind of aesthetic more than anything. I think it does look very nice.
Yeah.
And it's really a good barrier for the kids that if they're going to bolt, it is somewhat of a stopping point for them because they can bolt pretty darn fast.
Yep.
I see on your wish list you want more heavy-duty picnic tables. What did we pay for those ones from?
They were about $1,500. This wish list, though, was what was included in the grant.
Yes.
So it was all approved in the grant.
Yes.
Yes.
From the garbage cans to the picnic tables to the swing stuff, those were all, that's when we applied for the grant. This is what we put in the grant that we were going to purchase with the money, and that's why we got the grant.
But yes, back to, I think they were about 1,500, 12 to 15.
So. Yeah, a little more than these here.
Gary asked for a few pictures because those were so small, and Jess put these together. This is the Connect Four. That's the grill.
Did we include cement to cement these in then too in our budget?
This is where I think it would be important for council discussion to make sure. I'm pretty sure we can deviate from the exact swing set, but do you like that?
Doesn't seem that sturdy to me. I think we'd have to see the specs on that, how far we got to bury those three poles down. I guess I've always seen kind of tripods.
And even then you could get the back legs up.
Just thinking of that, because that just, I don't know. I'm sure they must be, but that just...
I've taken pictures of Pine River, Emily's, all look, but I'm pretty sure they've kind of gone to these because the tripods, the kids trip over them.
Oh.
When they're running around.
I'm guessing you must have to set them down pretty deep into the ground or something.
But we can certainly,
Look into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this would go in the little kids area.
That's the, you were asking about this, Gary.
Yeah, I guess I was envisioning something more like the old ladder.
Yeah, the old monkey ladder from the past. This just,
I don't know, this is different.
Looks like it's the same except for the bars are hanging down, you know.
Yeah.
They don't make the merry-go-round like they used to.
Thank goodness I got more road rash out for that.
And then an additional shade system.
Where's that going to go then?
I think in the little kid park area. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because the shade part of that. Then.
Yeah. We have moms who like to sit as close as they can to their kids. And having the pavilion, then the splash pad, you know, we thought, okay, let's plop something over.
I think they're kind of thinking that would be on this side of the septic system.
No.
Right?
It's on, towards the house area.
Towards the house area.
Yep. Yep. And it can all be decided upon. I guess what I'm looking for tonight is, or if you want us to do research before you approve any of these purchases, that's fine. Totally up to you. We have a year.
Do we have room, or are we going to expand the playground then?
No, we walked with Chester. Everything will fit.
I guess
it wouldn't want to be in the chip area.
The baby swings will be in the chip area. But the big swings, we're going to have in this side of the newer pickleball courts. In between the split rail fence. So here's the fuel tank, here's the split rail fence, and here's the pickleball court. There's a nice big area right there.
Well, let's make sure we know where the sewer line is before we go drilling any holes.
I would, yeah.
The sewer line runs right through that area?
Yeah. I'm sure he knows exactly where it was because it was just redone.
I'd really would like to see some
we'll get
specs
gopher.
On this stuff before we do purchase it. I think okay. That would be a good thing.
Okay.
I'd like to see them at least. I don't know.
That's fine then. I want you guys comfortable.
Space in the ground or something?
Yeah, that way we can see sizes and actually kind of lay things out if we'd like prior to purchasing.
Right.
Okay.
And I'd like to see the construction of them, any guarantees that might be on them and stuff like that. I think that'd be wise to look into that before we...
Or, well, because then, I don't know the lead time. I was just thinking it'd be kind of cool to have some of it in for 50 Lakes Day, but maybe I'm pushing it. It says 2 to 4 weeks. Probably pushing it. But how about if we could do at least the picnic tables and the grill?
You know, I guess I wouldn't be against that little kid one either. Yeah.
The swing set?
Yeah, that little kid swing
okay.
set.
Okay.
Yeah, do it all. Wouldn't that connect four? You can put that over in the little kids area then?
I don't know that we picked where we were going to put that.
Yeah, I don't remember talking about that.
Okay. I think maybe we threw it in at last minute because we
could
had still more. Or it could go on the pickleball court fence, you know, the outside.
And they're going to be using it for keeping score.
Well, yeah, some of these aren't very long lead time, but some of them are 10 to 12, 14 weeks, says here.
Oh, the picnic tables are. Well, we might be able to find them somewhere else, you know, faster.
Would it be, we paid, what, $15 over to Emily? I was just going to say, would that be worth it?
I think they probably already have the jig. We're done, too.
Yeah.
Be something to just throw it out there in Jeremy to ask him how many weeks he'd be out.
Right.
I don't know, I haven't been in there lately.
I haven't been in there in a while.
And I'm not for sure, but the pavilion, the stainless steel work table, and the sink. And we talked about that when we were over there.
Yep.
That's included in this bid, too.
It is.
Yeah, so therefore that's
a good one. We could go ahead and go.
Pardon?
We could go ahead and go again. That's been part of the plan since the beginning.
Yeah.
And there's garbage cans too.
That was in the initial 2 years ago or 3 years ago when we started on this. So it was putting those in. But do you want a separate motion to purchase each item or how do you want to do this?
I think if you want to pull back on the big swing set.
I think that'd be the main thing that I...
It's been the biggest thing everybody's asked for.
Great, we want to do it right. Okay, I think if you want to approve everything except for the big swing set, if that's what you're looking at. Because then, yeah, we could maybe get the stainless steel work table with the sink and then the extra with the backsplash for the pavilion.
See, we had one of those drills, I don't know why. Is there a chest drill?
It's in.
Is that old drill still over there?
We put it back in.
We put it back in.
Yeah, that's probably the pavilion.
This one we'd like to. Chester is cleared out. I don't know if you've noticed between the septic mound and the kind of the trees and then the big shed. He's really cleaned all that up. Mm-hmm. Got all the underbrush gone, all the leaves, everything. And so in visiting with Chester, we'd like to have kind of create a big kid area with the swing and then the monkey bars. And then have a spot where there's a picnic table or two and the grill. So, yeah.
I'm just wondering about the sink and stainless table and stuff. Is that a good configuration for over there?
They measured it out. Did you?
Jessica? I measured it, but that's the start thing. I didn't do anything else.
You did measure it at all? Fit.
I don't know what it looks like or what you ordered or anything.
I see there's a 108-inch area that would go against these posts over here.
Yep.
And the sink, that's a 60-inch. That would attach to the brick structure, block structure there.
Weren't you over there too? And weren't they going to, do you call it cantilever it? Yeah, so this is the 60, and then the 108 is going to bump up against the wall.
And it'll the 60 will butt into the 108.
It's like an L.
And that'll, does that come out on the posts there then, that 108?
I didn't measure it.
You what?
I didn't measure it. You measured the area?
Yeah. Along the wall and then the post.
Okay. I'm just saying maybe double check the measurements.
Yeah, I think we want to double check those.
Just to make sure before we order it.
It'd be nice if it's possible to hit on a post, instead mm-hmm. of the middle. So, yeah, I think that's...
You know, cut down on people cutting through there and let the grass grow better.
Right, it'll keep it to that sidewalk,
Right.
Yeah, with summer coming and stuff, I can see people grilling and putting their stuff in there.
Yeah.
Is the grill going to go somewhat closer to the...
That's actually going to end up over...
In the big park.
We've got one by the pavilion. Right?
Okay.
But, so I don't know how we want to go about this.
Well, you could do it a couple ways. You could say, just approve all the purchases, with you and Tony giving the final?
Sure, I'd be good with that.
Okay.
That way we
We'll measure the floor.
To spend.
Make sure we're all good with that. Sure.
Or you can eliminate the swing set or anything you want.
I prefer to leave it in myself just because I'd like to have it as soon as we can get it. But
if we could get some specs on that sooner than later.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we could.
Yeah, let's look at that and move forward.
Whenever.
Tomorrow in the morning I'd be okay.
Okay.
Thursday's little day.
Yeah, I'm open.
Okay.
Because the award amount was $28,633.75, which is exactly what all these are.
Yeah, so I just want to see that. I guess that big swing is the main thing that kind of makes me a little nervous on. I'm sure that's constructed quite well, but yeah, so. We need a motion to...
I'll make a motion to accept the playground equipment as stated in the... in the grant we got for community benefit fund. Purchase all our playground equipment as listed.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Right above the gas, the garbage cans, there's three items. What are those?
Oh, those are just from the Amazon cart that were for the bar. Don't pay attention.
Those are not part of the...
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, then we have a proposal for mosquito, from the mosquito squad for treatment. Have we been doing this on a regular basis?
Larry, was probably just around the bar out here, or...
That's the...
Totals there. Larger ones for down from here to the park, and the lesser ones just around the bar, I believe. Well, I think my opinion would be we'd want to do all the way everything, so it would be the larger number.
I don't like mosquitoes, but I don't like the spray either.
Neither have bees. So I'm very anti-spray.
Yeah.
If anybody else wants it, go for it. But
it kills everything. It doesn't just kill the mosquitoes, it kills everything.
Yeah, so if...
pollinators and everything else.
They come to us. And it is something that has been done pretty much every year. Rich did it for many years for the bar.
Chester?
I do believe this year with all that brush cut out of there, you're probably going to see a difference without spray.
Oh, more air movement, of course. That'll help.
Good point.
And you also cut the heck out of it over here, so again, yeah.
And it's so dry this summer.
Maybe we wait and see. Maybe we decide later if it tastes really bad. Yeah.
If they get bad, we'll readdress this, but I would just let it go.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'd be fine with
that. I think the dryness in the summer as much as anything else, and like Chester said, we've cleared it out quite a bit.
That'll help a lot, yeah. Okay, I'm good if everything else is good.
I think we just let that one kind of die down, and then we move on to Delaney Gamma Fire and Rescue.
Okay, well, we have Lori and Lori here and Jesse here too. I'll just give a brief synopsis of the meeting. They really discussed their gambling and the situation that they're in and that's ongoing and adding to. And sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, sounds like Fingerfisher probably is going to go away. Possibly go away, possibly the whole thing, but nothing's been decided until the next meeting that we discussed on the 27th of May. I think the city's interested in once a decision is made that that we're informed right away so we can decide what the city wants to do about the situation too.
We put a crew together to kind of label some options, kind of, I guess. I kind of look through all the options so that we have something to present. I think legally there has to be a 30-day notification before things are pulled, so there will be a time frame there.
Except for the raffle. It's not on the lease. But we're not pulling anything right now. We're still in discussions.
Any other comments, anybody else?
I just want to know if anything's going to be done with the complaint that Karen put in from Thursday.
Anybody, I have no word of it. What complaint was that?
It went to Tony and Gary.
Yeah, and I read it. It seemed like a... It didn't even, I don't think it was even an argument, was it?
You'd have to talk to Karen. I was not up here. I just received group texts with Andy and her. And then when I came up here after, Sandy just said it was not a good night. So, well, and then last night there was complaints about a bunch of things too. So
I don't understand exactly what it was all about. It wasn't an argument even, was it? It was just spoken words.
It would be nice if you guys could talk to Karen, because she is the one that witnessed this. And so by us answering this is not fair to her.
Correct.
You know,
right.
So I would appreciate if you guys could meet with her, because she is one of our employees, she's one of the city's employees, and it was a really bad night.
Well, yeah, it's I don't like to see any of that type of thing going on.
Do you want me to get it?
Pardon?
Do you want me to get it so everybody knows what it was now?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm transparent as I can be. I'd like everybody to
at this point.
I was here that Thursday for bingo and stuff. I didn't witness anything, didn't realize anything was going on. So I was kind of like in the dark.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone heard everything. I've witnessed things before when we first started changing, not walking around for single sheets and stuff, and there was verbal words, but just over on that side by the e-tabs.
I'll agree with that. I overheard those, some of those comments.
I don't agree with the comments leading into the fire department, calling the fire department greedy, because it's the Relief Association of Gambling. I mean, these members put a lot in this community, and to call those members greedy and to slander those members, it hurts me to have those words flow over there.
It's not right, not any of it. I don't like to see any of that. That's wrong. But
where did these come from?
From David Pope. And it's like he doesn't understand what you guys do. He's made no attempt to learn what you guys do either.
I would have seen him. Maybe
he just reacts. And I agree. Karen should not have to put up with somebody being, you know, nasty. There's no reason for anybody to be nasty.
What happened, Mark?
Playing with my granddaughter. She got blew up one of my tendons. I can't get into the doctor until Thursday, but we're walking around with ice packs and a knee that's the size of a cantaloupe. So be careful when you're playing with your grandkids. It can be hazardous.
Yeah.
So start from here first. That's the first one, second one, third one. So go bottom.
Thank you.
To top.
Right to top.
Thank you.
Oh, and there's a second page.
Thank you.
I didn't write down the side. There's page two.
These are all regards to the same person?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, it's just a text. It's an email thread where Karen sent hers, Jesse replied, then Lori replied. And I did speak to Sandy, Jesse, and then Dave came in the office, and Karen regarding this. Sandy said, yes, she was very concerned about Karen because Dave made an underlying comment when he was up buying a packet about, I suppose now I have to pay for the bingo dauber too. And so... Sandy said then, it was a while later, Karen was outside and David was outside too, and then Karen came up and was very, very upset about whatever happened out there. Sandy didn't know. Jesse said he didn't hear anything. He said there was quite a few people that were upset with the late start of, well, running on meat raffle tickets at 4:45 and then the late start of the bingo. And then Dave came in city offices on May 5th. He was looking for fire department wages and also a budget for the fire department. I gave him what I have. I explained to him that their wages are their wages. That has nothing to do with us. And I asked him if he spoke to Karen on Thursday and what he said because she was quite upset. And he said, I never spoke to her. And he said, I said, well, what did you say? Did you say that the fire department's greedy? And he said, yes, I did. I went up and got my packet, and I was walking by, and I said, you know, I suppose now I got to pay for my dauber. They're very greedy, or I don't know the exact words on that. So then when I spoke to Karen, well, then he said she disappeared. Everything started late, and he went out on the patio, and he saw her out there, and she was smoking a cigarette and on her phone, and he announced it to everyone that, I found her. This is where she is. Okay. So then on Karen's side, she said, I asked her if she spoke directly to David. She told me the story, and I said, did you speak directly to him? And she said no, that he made these underhanded comments walking by through the bar. So, and then I told her his personality, no excuses, you know. But he wants to engage. He wants to, you know.
But he's threatened to fight Tom Stover, too, isn't there?
And she said she refuses to serve him. And I said, absolutely, that's your right to. But I think someone from gambling should tell him that because that's them refusing to serve him, not us.
Right. And so she doesn't have to deal with him.
Exactly. And I said someone should do it sooner than later so she's not put in that position. Or whomever, because absolutely it says right on your flyer.
This should not fall under just gambling. This is somebody that frequents this bar and that is putting down the city's fire department. That should be concerning to every single one of you sitting there.
Because people from the cities are coming up and people that aren't from around here and they're going to hear that. And what are they going to think about this fire department if they're hearing that spoke loudly throughout the bar? Continually. That doesn't shine good on the fire department. And my firemen and women deserve better than that. Absolutely.
I make a motion for the 86-day post from the bar.
On what condition? Exercising his First Amendment rights. This gets a little funny right there. There is not an argument. There were not any blows thrown.
You want to go all the way to blue?
Well, do we? No, but I mean, on what grounds? And I'm just putting it out there.
I'm going to say uncommon is made.
Right.
And that's been just towards the fire department. It's been towards the city.
Oh, I know all of this, but it seems like everybody's kind of gets hurt feelings anymore for wanting to say something, and you know, I there's no violence here. It's like I say, it's kind of a First Amendment right to be able to say what you want to say.
It's also, it's 19 of your employees that are being talked down upon.
And I don't care for that whatsoever either, but what is the solution here? I'd like to know. And legally, can we 86 them for...
Well, you can refuse service to anyone you want.
Can he just be talked to? I mean, can you guys sit with him and talk with him and say, yeah, this has to stop, or...
That's a good option. I mean, I've been told a lot of things here. I don't say nothing because I don't care. You know what I mean? But that's just me personally.
In the past, I think it was, if we had a problem with someone, it was a verbal, then a written, and then the third time, you're up. That used to be our policy, or I don't think it was written anywhere, but that was sort of how we used to deal with it. But he definitely needs to be talked to. At a minimum.
Well, I just, I guess I don't want to get into other problems. I mean, as far as if we just go up and kick him out for what he said, that's, I don't know if that's a good way to do it, but having a warning system, I think that seems a little more appropriate.
Yeah, I think that'd be the way to go. I'm not saying 3 strikes out, but at a minimum, 2 strikes a year out type of thing.
I'd say it goes right to a written at this point.
Well, he hasn't been talked to yet. I mean, I did say yes.
I personally told him to knock it off.
Well, he's not the only one, though. That doesn't mean it's for that. I mean, it's a bar. So we've got to... I think he needs to be talked to, like Lori said, and told. Yep. Stop it.
Then you put it back into his hands. If he wants to be an instigator, however you want to label that, then not that that's the only thing that we hang our hats on, but I appreciate your comments with the fire department. It affects that department too. So I don't think we treat it lightly. I think we sit him down and talk, and then it's in his decision. So.
And who's going to do that?
I'll talk to her.
Thank you.
I'll sit in on that too if you want me to, Gary.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, is there any more discussion on that, please?
We're still in discussion on things.
Could you give us a guarantee if you guys do pull out that you would give us enough notice so we could put somebody else in place?
Absolutely.
More than 30 days? Because I don't think it would happen in 30.
We are still in discussions and no one's saying that for sure it's going to be voted on that we pull out. So.
Yeah.
I mean, the lease says 30 days. No matter what, you will have legally get 30 days if that's what we do. If we decide that we're just canceling bingo, we have to redo the lease. So, you know, so there are things that we're just still in discussions on. Nothing has been completely voted on yet.
It would be nice if you could include some of the bar possibly in your discussions, because this affects all of us greatly, you know, and bingo is a part of our bar, so are the meat raffles. And for you guys just to give them up, it's kind of difficult for us.
And nothing's been decided on.
And I'd really like to keep a package deal going here, if at all possible. I really would. There's no need for us to become adversaries here. We work together. And unfortunately, I've seen a lot of that happening here lately. A lot of pushback and a lot of flared emotions. And there's no reason for this, because as you've said, Lori, we're together on this. And when we ask questions, I don't ask questions to be mean or naughty. I ask them out of curiosity. And some of the questions I've asked have kind of wound people up, and I don't understand why. This should all be transparent because we are all in this together. I wish we could work together a little closer from here on out. It seems a lot of he said, she said, us against them. That's not the way this should be. We should all work together, and we have needs on this side. You guys have needs on that side. It's not all what you want, and it's not all what we want. We need to find a compromise on this. So please, go back to the...
We understand that, Gary, but when you guys call a special meeting and you have our gambling lease on that agenda, and you don't notify anyone from the fire department or me as the gambling
And I explain that to you, Lori. I am not a person that sneaks around. That was not meant to be a sneaky move.
Can I say
I explain
something
that.
That's on me, but do you know how that transpired?
I know.
Jessica, okay, but let me speak. Jessica said, I'm going to post this. I go, okay, I have to go over in the off sale, do some stuff, then I'm going to come back and let people know. I wasn't over there for 10 minutes, and Andy came flying in the door. What is this? Okay, Cassie sent a thing out to everybody. Then you called me. It was already out there.
See, so, this is what
that I apologize for, but I wasn't even given the opportunity. And
let's
I know the exact moment.
Have some communication. See, this right there.
That was
if
not
you
intentional.
Off the handle for no dang reason.
Not
we
intentional.
We did not fly off the handle. Cassie called and said, did you see the post?
Well, and like I said, it was nothing against anyone. It
if
was
you
just
read
me.
That post, it isn't worded well. And so, yes, of course, with everything going on, we're all kind of thinking,
well,
what
we're
does
really
this
getting
mean?
Hung up on words that are seeming to hurt everyone's feelings constantly.
Okay, I think we don't need to discuss this right now, then. We are still in discussions about this, and we will bring it to you when we decide.
Can I just say, though, if you guys have another special meeting, would you notify us? We did not know about it.
That's because it's the relief meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's open to the public, just the same as ours.
It was posted 3 days prior.
Okay, but how is that different than what you're calling us out on?
It wasn't a fire meeting. It was relief.
But it's a public meeting, and you were talking about the lease.
Mm-hmm. And it's posted.
Okay, but I don't understand what the difference is.
That's all we legally have to do is put the post on the
Okay, I don't want to argue about it.
All the members were notified. The members of the relief, everyone was notified.
As council liaison, I was not.
Fire liaison.
Yeah, you're
not,
fire.
You're not relief.
You're not relief.
They are two separate things. I know it's confusing because it's the same members, but we have to treat them like two separate things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to move on from that then. On to March.
Did you want to give Jesse the opportunity to do a report?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I got beyond myself here. Go right ahead, Jesse.
We just had 4 medicals last month. I was going to reach out to Ann and get some, I got to start submitting all the Sourcewell stuff in June. And if you wanted to, you could probably just email me all the invoices. And I can highlight and I can forward that.
To wrap up the grants.
Yeah.
Okay. No
just
problem.
Just in the file so I can, because you might not understand if you read which foods and buck you're here and what to highlight and what was actually what.
Is that all through Great Plains? Because we just
I think most of it was through Great Plains, yeah.
Okay, because we were just looking at it today because the invoice I got for the $10,000, just to make sure that that was approved. And so Jessica's very familiar with that file.
Okay.
So I think all we'd have to do is scan it and email it to you.
Okay. Unless you guys want to send it directly to Lori, but I thought I can do it too if you want some off your plate. I can go through and highlight stuff and send it to her too, but
I think it should go through you first.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do it that way then. That's fine.
All right, then we'll move on to Mark.
So it sounds like they're going to charge us for road cuts on Keegan Road.
What is the reason for that?
They didn't charge us anything when they did it. I was on council, so it's less than 12 years ago they did one. And I don't think they charged us back then, but I just kind of curious how much uptake there has been with all the construction, everything else that's gone up that road, how much more use. I wanted to do it for a tracking idea as much as anything else, because we've got records. I wish those would have been included. They were back 6 months ago. You gave a thing out on them.
Like volume?
Yeah, traffic volume. I'm trying to figure out what's been the uptick on traffic volume on that road. And we've got that last one was done shortly after Golden Eagles closed that. In hindsight, that's probably, I don't think, double the number of homes, but close to. The number of houses up Keegan Lake Road is probably up 30-40% of year round, not just summertime use, but year round use.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just kind of curious what the road count was. And that 200 some bucks, do we want to spend that? I don't know. I thought they'd done it for free previously, but.
That's the county.
Pardon?
The county offers that service?
Yes, they've done it in the past. And they did do a 136 count. I think that's the last time we had it. About a year ago or so, they did a road count over there.
They do that? Well, why and when do they do that? Do they do it?
Just to figure out traffic volume.
But just on their own, they do that, not by
I'm sure they requesting it. Well, I requested that, and they said they were going to do it anyway.
Oh, all right.
At that time. I can't remember if it was last summer or the summer before they did one. I think that's when I started asking, was 2 summers ago. Now they want to charge. I don't know if you want to spend the $220. We can see the building expansion. We all see the traffic.
It's $327.
Do you think there'll be a time in the near future they'll run one on there just for the heck of it anyhow? Or
being that's our private road, I don't think they will.
They won't.
It's a city road. They'll probably do 136. I think they do them every 10 years.
All right.
They move around. At city, you'll notice it. You'll see the cord across the road for a week or 10 days, and then they move to another location.
Okay.
So on that one, I don't know if I want to spend $300 on the city budget. But I would like to see Chester go to motor grader operations training, and I make a motion that we allow him, and I didn't think I saw a price on that.
Second.
Was it 8?
No. I believe it was $250.
Yeah.
Who puts that on? Who does the training?
Staples for the college and Monterey. Staples.
Yeah.
It's through the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
That ball came running on a joystick. Yeah. Is it operating at one joystick?
No, it's got two.
A big rig, man.
So we need a motion for Chester, I guess. Mike made that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do we need a motion on this Keegan Lake deal? Do we need to let that go?
A motion.
All right. Is that all there is on roads and maintenance?
This Chester's got something he wants to add in.
Tomorrow they're supposed to start with dust control.
Yes.
The weekend, that should all be done. All I got there right now.
All the roads are tuned up. We'll be before they get there.
If we had more rain, we could grade more, but it's dry again. But yeah, they're in pretty good shape, most of them.
It looks like rain out there. I don't know if we're going to get any, though.
Just teasing. All right, then we'll move on to Randy.
With the liquor store and the P&L, you can take a look at it. The good news is our gap between profit and loss has been shrinking over the first quarter, into the second quarter. So good news and bad news. We still were in the red on roughly $2,000 for the month of April compared to last year at this time. So we're gaining on that. The staff is doing a tremendous job identifying costs and make sure that we have the right people in at the right time. I think you can see that starting last Wednesday, Thursday, the crowd is increasing. So we need to be ready for that. I believe we are, and just move ahead.
There's a big difference in the cost of sales from March to April, or cost of sales, the percentages went from 44 up to 50.9, I think.
Correct. It's because we're purchasing more.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not going up. I mean,
okay, so you purchased up for the summer, so flex back down. Okay.
Yeah,
I did notice the inventory purchases were up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And we would have had a profit had we not had the cooler go down. That was, what was it? It was over 2,000?
Yeah, right close to 2,000, I think.
Yeah, it's about somewhere.
I don't know if we should. I'm going to say something about that darn cooler, you know. I spoke with Maverick, and he thinks there's a leak in there somewhere. We haven't been able to, he can't track it down. I think Chester might try looking for it. But it's looking like, to me, the way it cost us about $1,000 to come in and have them recharge the freon.
How often does it
have to? And I'm thinking it's going to have to be about every 6 months, because it's been about 6 months since he was here and looked at it before, and I think that in that 6 months it kind of went down a little bit. He also replaced a fan blade while he was here last time too. So if this is the pattern that we're seeing, where it's costing us nearly $1,000 twice a year, we need to start a discussion about something else, but I'm hoping that maybe Chester can find a leak in it, and maybe it can be repaired, and maybe that'll solve the problem, but there's a lot of maybes.
They know what they're doing. I was going to say, can't they put a small like in the refrigeration in your car, and they put a dye in there, and then they look for the dye.
Yeah, and I asked him, he said it's such a small leak that he can't find it, but I didn't talk to him in great depth over it. I guess I probably should have. But he was in a hurry and so was I. So I don't know. If that was something I wanted to look at, to see what it cost for a recharge of freon this time around. So, and I'm thinking that we'd want to have it done twice a year instead. Because what's happened the last couple times, we've let it go right to the end. Then we're scrambling, you know. So, that's just something I want everybody to kind of think about for the near future and see where we're.
What about that beer cooler?
Yeah.
I said before that we should start looking around for replacing the motor or whatever.
Yeah.
It's been a problem.
So it was $1,786, but they replaced a fan too.
That was with the fan.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
And then the other thing that dinged us was the three-door freezer, too. That was $600.
I thought I saw that. It was $989 or something for the freon.
Just for the freon, but you got to pay the labor.
Right.
Yeah.
So the three-door's up and running again.
Yep. It has a leak in it.
All right, so that's all I'm going to say about that. And then I guess we've got the management position. We're just talking about that always. I think that's going to stay pretty much as is. And then we need a motion to hire Tony Buchheit as a part-time bartender.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
OK, Okay, and then we've got the ATM proposal from Hazelwood.
Do we have now, or we already have an ATM, right?
Yeah, it seems like it's about wore out from what I've been hearing.
Is Hazelwood our carrier here now, or?
No, we own the ATM machine.
Oh, we own it?
Yeah, we bought it, we bought it out one time ago.
Yes, go ahead, Randy.
I was just gonna say, I vote to table that.
Reason?
Reason why?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to keep that as a cash cow of, might as well share in the profit of that and read through this, the commission and the pricing. They of course want to get paid first for each transaction.
Right. And now we get all the money from the fee?
Not all of it, because it's through the ATM network. We still have a network it goes through. Yeah.
And what is it, it's $250?
Right. Which they highly recommend whether we go with them or not, that it's raised.
Yeah, I think I suggested that before, that yeah, it's $250. It's pretty reasonable from what I see out there.
I just wanted to see, that's not, I should have had some numbers for you, but our take on it, and we can wait. So for the month of March, we took in $327 for ATM transactions. So, and definitely table this if you're not comfortable with it, but our take on it, Kim and I and Jess, is right now, if it goes down, it's us. And last year it went down, and the whole thing that moves the money went down. That was $900, and we had to wait for it to ship. And then we had to install it. And then we have to maintain the money levels. We have to go to the bank and get the monies, and we have to put it in. If it says it's out, that's us, which we do come across quite often, and people get, they want their money. Where with this, they will, as it said in the memo, they monitor it. They have a computer system that'll show, and then it alerts them somehow. If it gets to a certain level, or if there's any issues with performance, we do absolutely nothing. If it goes down and breaks, they have brand new ones. They get one out here ASAP. So, you wait on it if you want, and I can get better numbers for you. They approached us, and it just sounded like the cat's meow for us not to have to deal with it.
Sounds good.
In my opinion, that's a better option to have somebody taking care of the people working on the part, because let's worry about something maybe difficult. And you're still making some money out of it, in my opinion.
And yeah, we still will.
They're not the only ones out there, though, too. So maybe we should look at just curiosity what other establishments.
They do the majority of them locally here. But whatever you guys want. We just appreciate you thinking about it. Because it is, I'll get a call at home, the ATM's down, I gotta come over. Because people want their money to play pull tabs.
Right, we want them to get their money so they can play pull tabs. Anything else?
So if this is a big change, so if you want to wait on it.
They're flexible on their contract.
Fine.
A contract of 1 to 5 years, you know, maybe if we did go with them, like just try for 1 year and
so it actually costs us nothing except for the per transaction.
It costs us nothing. We will get money per transaction.
But do nothing. Just to have
do
it
nothing.
We just won't get much.
Well, $327 wasn't a woo-hoo. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not going to
be. We get roughly half of that.
The $327 that we got for the month of March, and then we had to take care of it, we had to stock it, we had to do all the work for it.
Have to repair it, to repair and then be down during that time.
That makes sense.
Well, like the girls said too, it's the labor too, you know. Mm-hmm. It's something we have to check on a continual basis.
Labor.
To check the machine right now, write the checks, go to the bank, bring it back, put it in, which it's not a big deal. We've been doing it forever, but.
Right, but it's just a bother. I don't know.
And 50 Lakes Day coming. We've got some busy stuff coming up. Memorial Weekend, 50 Lakes Day, 4th of July. You don't want to be out of money.
No, and they said we'll never be out of money.
I kind of think it might be a good idea. I mean, just for labor and everything else would probably be a.
When I asked him if they'd buy the current machine, and he said, well, if it would make your council happy, yes, we would buy it, but it's probably just going to go in recycling. It's not something.
I was just thinking, would it be worth keeping it? I mean, just as a. But probably not.
Just what are you going to do with that book?
I don't know. Put money in, take it out.
But certainly, if Randy wants to.
I think it's convenience. That's what that is, really. You're making money without moving your hands.
I just want to make sure that they're not charging us an exorbitant amount of money.
They don't charge us anything.
You're just going to charge per transaction?
They charge you per transaction.
Per transaction.
Not necessarily, because they're going to up it to three or 350.
And we're at 2.5 right now.
So, and we get half.
And we get half of that. The 250, we get half of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, so if it goes to 3 and we get half of that, we're not losing anything.
We're not so far off.
Not losing anything.
No.
We lose labor. You have no labor as far as.
Yeah, and we don't have to take care of it.
You never lose money. If something happens, they need to contact the company to deal with it. No employees need to do anything with that stuff. So, I mean, it's not. No science. Completely.
Someone like to make a motion on that.
I'll make a motion that we go with Hazelwood Corporation for a new generation mega machine or whatever.
ATM machine.
ATM machine.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 One thing that I just want to tell you is that next month what we'll do is, because there's a checking account involved with this, so then we will want to close that. Once everything's done and all that, and then it'll come to council for that. So then the bar will be gaining all that money, which would probably be 15 to 20,000. So think about that. I don't know if it's something you'd want to throw in a CD then. Yes. Or, and maybe not a CD. So with the 4M funds, because you know, I'm learning as we go along, but we don't have to necessarily put it into a secure CD where it'll go in. Like, there's $3,000 in there right now that they didn't take for a CD that went in, and it's just sitting in its own little thing. It's in your report and gaining 3.8%. So you could do that. It's way better than in a checking account, is what I'm trying to say. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say that one for our expense.
Is that considered revenue?
For the bar?
Yes.
I'd have to ask the auditor, but I would think not. It's just money. Well?
It's money that's accumulated over the years with the ATM account. It's come from the liquor store, the bar and the store.
Belongs to the liquor store, for sure.
I just thought it'd only be fair to the bar. You know, we take money for freezer and what have you, know, that affects the bottom line. I didn't know if these ATMs.
Oh, and make our P&L look really good?
Better.
No, I'm just kidding.
But I didn't know how that stood with what that considered.
I'm going to buy a new freezer for you. A new freezer for you.
That's a good question.
Huh? $15,000, $20,000, you don't need to be recharging every twice a year. And then when it gets to summertime, you might need to recharge twice every 6 months because, what?
I don't think it would be considered a receipt, no. So it wouldn't hit the P&L.
Yeah, I can argue that. Two different directions.
But maybe you just want to, next month, talk about it when we close it and stuff, and then you have ending balance, and then
maybe look into it and see what the proper.
But at least throw it.
Know how it's supposed to be done legally and properly.
And then maybe throw it in the 4M fund instead of just in the checking. So it's gaining that, and then it's liquid anytime you want it. Okay, thank you.
All right, then the update on the Extra Chef for Toast POS. And we agreed to purchase this last month, but it didn't seem to be what we thought it was going to be, so I think we'll kind of cancel it out for now, I believe is what the thoughts are. If there's anything else you'd like to say, Ann, or anybody else. But I just don't think it lived up to what we had hoped it was going to do. And so there's no sense in paying for it. So I guess I don't think we even need a motion or anything on that. It's just that's the way it's going to be.
You know, though, I'm sorry. Because you did make a motion to...
to buy it? Maybe we should have a motion.
I'd appreciate
it.
We'll make a motion to cancel our Extra Chef.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, then we move on to revisiting the replacement, replacing the bar speakers and adding additional. I don't know what to think about that one.
I know it's better in there. I know I can hear better. Not necessarily distinctly, but it's louder, and it depends who's talking.
And some, how they hold the microphone.
Some people talk really fast when they get on there, and it comes out garbled. You have to learn to talk slower, and then you can hear it better.
But think speakers would make any difference?
You know, I don't know about that. I just know it's better than what it was since they tweaked it back there.
I know I asked Jesse Post what he thought about. I don't get over there, so and it seems to be in that one area kind of back by the pull tabs that we get the most complaints, and I don't have good ears, and I think he doesn't. He hears everything quite well, or people like me may not, but I haven't listened over there yet.
That's the majority of the complaints, is the people who don't have good hearing.
Yeah, and I've sat out on the floor and I hear just fine. I've just never gotten back into that little area. So I don't know what to think about right now.
Have you guys been in there to witness it?
It's always sounded the same to me for his optimism to come in there.
Because what both companies have said is the speakers that are in there, they're the two white round speakers in the ceiling, if you look. And maybe we just pay attention even more. They're as old as the building, or as old as when that was put in. So that's old. And they just said, definitely, the sound is going to carry better by upgrading those speakers. Is the cost worth it? I don't know. So. Or like I say, do we take a month and ask, fire department and the workers to really pay, I know it's going to be busy, but, and maybe we wait till it's busier to see.
That's probably a good time to see if it's working better or not, when there's a lot of people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Table it.
Nobody seems to be making a motion, so we've got to go another month here. Okay, then we move on to the ATV trail discussions, and Tony and I and Ann have gone down to Brainerd.
Yes, this one is slide.
And met with Perry May and had discussions about trying to get a trail system over here and getting it built. So we've got a lot of things in the packet about that, what we need to do. try to get some people that would be interested in joining on to this to kind of help, you know, join the, I think it'd be joining the club, and they need someone from our city, some people from our city to kind of sign on and help with maintenance and stuff like that on this end. So I think it'd really be a great deal if we can get it off the ground. If you'd like to add anything on there, Tony?
I'm excited about it. It's going to be a long process. We won't see anything for 3 years, probably the soonest, 5 years maybe. But just in discussing what's, just that we had the meeting with some customers the other day when I was working, I picked up a couple that are very willing to help us. She spent a lot of time working on the trails with Carrie May, and she's already been to the county for other meetings on other different roads. And this couple said, yeah, they'd be willing to help with whatever they could help with. So I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
So most of these trails are already existing?
They are. They are. That's
is
the
this
beauty.
Trail here you want to add? Is this the trail we're looking at adding?
We just need to complete a couple. The one that goes up north of Pistol Lake, the one that goes north through Pistol Lake and comes out, I think that comes out, well, it comes out on 136.
Comes out
that one
Big
there.
Pond Dam.
Pardon?
Big Pond Dam.
Yeah, it goes through Malfunction Junction, comes out Big Pond Dam. Yeah.
And that trail's 80% in with the gravel, with the logging road goes 80% of the way to Pistol Lake.
We're going to go up there and try to see what comes through there. But yeah, and the other one that is when you go up Whitetail, you're headed toward Kegel, go up Whitetail, the split there, when it splits off to the left.
This leg right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that is not complete.
But it's
mostly
it comes
there.
Out at two rocks
right
here.
Yep.
So the loggers already have it a third of the way down there through the logging,
yep.
And it already comes up from just past the pine trees where it starts, and the loggers already have that a
yep.
third of the way in.
They were saying the most work is going to be on that left wing over there and then above Pistol. Other than that, the other trails are existing and don't need a whole lot of help.
No.
So and that part's, and a lot of it goes through county land, which makes the whole process a lot easier. We're not dealing with private land and people, you know, for easements.
What did they say as far as going through state land? Because they shut off the trail we call Plug Hole Trail that goes just south of where Leo Szymanski used to live, and it comes out in Allen Lake.
Yeah.
I had a lot of complaints that that got shut down last year.
That never came up.
That never came up, and I didn't even think about that one. It's not a designated trail. These trails here that we're looking at here, they're not designated trails either. They're hunter hiking trails, or they're trails that are minimum maintenance that the county is you know, and they're probably that Pug Hole is the same thing. So they can do whatever they want. They can shut them off whatever they want or do whatever they want. The county can. And or if it goes to private land, of course private people can too. But once we get this set up, and it'll be granting aid, which means that it will be regulated by the county. It will open at certain times, it will close at certain times. And also, too, there will be monies available to maintain and keep up the trails. And this includes, I think, some of the roadways that go on the tar, the driveways and other stuff.
Right. If they go in a ditch, you know, they show a lot of number one.
There's some on number, yeah.
If we, you know, if there's any way we can more so to avoid that, of course we would.
And I've thrown that out to Tom before. They just changed it. Currently, if you have a ditch, it's a 2-to-1, I think. If they change that to a 5-to-1, they would eliminate a lot of that tearing up of driveways. Because then instead of being steep on the driveway edges, it's fanned out, so it's just a travel.
Right. Right. Then the education to lay off the throttle on the driveways.
Well, you're never going to get the kids. Chester's going to fight that on one road or another in the summer, just because you'll get a kid on, say, West Fox Lake Road, and all of a sudden there's donuts all the way down the road, or we find it on every at least one different road every year, because the kids grow older, and then they stop, and then it becomes a different road.
I think ours is a little better. I haven't noticed it so much lately. Have you, Chester?
I haven't seen a single photo of burnout anywhere this year.
And see, I think, so those kids down Buhay Trail have grown up and moved on, so they're not down there tearing it up like they used to, because that was an ongoing issue for 3-4 years.
Because they didn't have parents.
Wait till the next generation comes along.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. It'd be a it's going to be a different road next year that's got a 16, 17, 18-year-old that's out there doing donuts.
May I make just a comment, too, on this? That one thing you have to keep under is a 25 miles worth of trails, or that takes it to another level that we, Tom said we don't want to go to.
Right, so we can look at that. Right now we got 42, but there is the loop that goes out along the old grade and then comes down to one and then goes back to White Trail. We could totally eliminate that out of there. And that might get us a little closer to the 20.
At least for the first phase, maybe if it's, you know, the first phase is this.
So if we have over 25 miles, there's a different, we fall under a different category?
It's
like a different level of what you have to do.
More hoops you got to jump through if you go over 25 miles. So he likes to do a 25 mile area at a time or less.
Yeah, we can do phase one. Doesn't mean that later on we can't do a phase two. You
know? I think the ultimate goal of this thing is to connect at some point to Pine River. So because they have one of the largest clubs there, Spider Lake, and Over the Hills is another one of the largest clubs in Minnesota. And if they can make that connection here, that just, he talks about camping, you know, three ATV camping where you could go from Wisconsin to North Dakota, you know.
Oh, Wolf Lake, sorry, yeah, you've been to Wolf Lake. We've probably all sat at that
campground.
Right. Fire pits and...
And, I mean, even to Canada, you can take trails to there, you know. And
well,
I think
that's... state legislature, because actually the last time they had that meeting, was it Carrie Rude part of that? Our state representative came up and rode with Eddie Shetka on these trails.
Oh, on that
discussed. No, it wasn't Carrie Rude. I was on that too. I don't remember Carrie being there.
Somebody, there was a state representative, I believe.
I could be wrong too, though, because I rode with Eddie.
It was.
Was it Carrie?
She rode with him.
That's what I thought it was Carrie.
All right, sorry. It was there.
It was a long. It was three, 4 years ago. I get it.
Yeah,
it's been five. I don't know.
And it was nice too that Isaac and Brad Sortson came too.
Oh, yes, yes.
So actually, if we just do that lower one, connecting up two rocks to the pine trees that laid off Whitetail.
Just zoom in on this.
Go to the left a little bit. Bring your cursor down to the left. Left.
Okay, this one, this is a PDF. Oh, here we go.
No, just bring your cursor so everybody knows where we're right there. Back up, that blue line right there.
Okay.
If we just go to building that up, the rest of those trails around there are all existing, because the next trail to the west is the old grade. The next trail to the east is already a designated snowmobile trail. It's already there. The only trail that's not currently already existing is that stretch right there. And I don't think we have any jurisdiction doing the Pisco Lake over the Big Pond Dam. That's in Cass County, so that doesn't even fall under our jurisdiction, I don't believe.
No, but if we include that in our trail system, we will be dealing directly with Cass County on that, because it will be part of our trail system.
Well, and that would be the Pisco to Big Pond Dam is probably a more priority, because that ties the east to the west.
Mm-hmm.
But the only trails that really need work is that, and there's about a 500-600 yards in there, and you tie two logging roads together, and you darn near follow the logging roads that are already there, mm-hmm. the skid trails, and it's all there.
The only thing they said, excuse me, was it has to be a designated trail or we don't get the grant and aid money. It has to be a dedicated trail, or we don't get the grant money.
So it's an existing dedicated trail.
So we have
basically what you're saying is what we'd end up having to do is get that trail designated. That trail is, for the most part, you're saying built, but then it's still got to go through the process of dedicating it.
Yep.
It just makes it a lot easier. We don't actually have to build it so much, but it's just making sure that it falls where it all has to be.
Yeah, if you look at this paper here,
I know what I was looking for, I couldn't find it.
There, it is,
what is 82.
So step one is preliminary project discussion. That's just discussing it, that's what we are. 1 to 3 months, and then is a feasibility evaluation, and this this is 3 to 9 months. Then there's a public consultation, and then there's a project approval, that's another 1 to 3 months. Project development, 6 to 36 months. So it's, you know, there's a whole, you just gotta do the steps as they come along.
For every part of the trail, or it's not considered a grant and aid trail, and we won't get the money.
But is there different rules if it crosses state land?
He never said anything about that.
Yeah, there was nothing.
Because I don't think any of it does. He said it's all private or state.
County or private. Now this is the chart for the DNR. What the seven steps that they have to go through.
There's a lot of stuff.
So anyhow, we'll get that heading down the road too. So. All right, anybody else have anything to say about that? One thing I'd like to see is we've got the newsletter coming up in
end of the month.
So if anyone has anything to add into that, please do.
Open forum to, are we that where we are?
Yep, now we've got open forum, I think.
Okay. Well, and I talked to Ann earlier this year, but Crowley County always sells trees and plants and stuff in the spring. You can order them from January to March. Anyways, we did get some plants for the rain garden out here. And I tried to plant some today, but I'm not able to. My back's in
my hole. Didn't we okay for the people on Peninsula Road to... We okay to buy trees for them?
We did. Then we did the riprap with Chadwick, and then nobody ever came in to pick trees.
Follow up on the trees. They kind of whole thing just kind of dropped.
I don't know.
We agreed that we would provide the trees.
We did.
They just said what they were going to do to buy it.
Yeah.
And that kind of died.
Well, we should probably check with them. If they're still wanting trees, we should come there.
I think the big part with that was, but yes, we should, was the beaver damage that was happening and the erosion, and that's been taken care of, so.
All ask open forum, anybody have anything to say?
How about the email that came out today, or was that just to me?
No. That was to you, Gary.
Oh, on Chester. On Lake Road there?
Yeah. Attached image, Fiedler.
We don't want to talk about that now, do we?
I don't know what, I think next month.
Yeah, I mean, I went out with them and stuff, but nothing's. No, it's floating yet, so. We can talk about it next month, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing really happened right as of yet. So,
motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.